It's very disappointing to hear that Terex is planning to lay off somewhere in the region of 100 workers or perhaps more. The loss of any jobs has a huge impact on the workers and their families. And obviously, you know, we make it very clear in Derry and the broader Northwest that we need investment in jobs. So this is a very disappointing decision by the company. And we have to remember, look, Terex is a global company, huge revenue streams, huge profits. They've received significant funding from the Stormont executive. They receive a lot of praise as a good employer. And we don't think that this is, you know, a good employer practice. It's very unfair to be putting the bottom line ahead of, you know, workers who will be struggling to pay their mortgages and to pay their rent and all their other bills if they go ahead with these layoffs. So that's really, you know, our message is one of solidarity to the workers, and you know, we would urge the workers to join a trade union, because this is exactly why you need a trade union when you're in a situation like this. And I've also been in discussions with workers about their terms and conditions at Terex. And a lot of workers think that there is a lot of room for improvement in terms of pay and terms and conditions. So, you know, this is another reason to kind of push for trade union recognition and representation.
And have you had any correspondence with the company themselves? Is this job cuts, or is there any opportunity that the roles could be created elsewhere?
Well, we haven't spoken directly to the company yet. We'll be happy to do that. And look, this is a company that has had direct engagement from government departments, and we would expect government departments who have funded them and who have publicly praised them to be straight away holding them accountable for this decision. And look, we see this as not a good ethical practice, but the issue with Terex is broader than what they're doing with their workers, because people may know that Terex is, you know, has been involved for a long time and with apartheid Israel in terms of supplying goods there, and they have been urged to break off ties with Israel in the face of this genocide that's happening now in Gaza. And so, look, you know, they're not treating their workers properly in terms of pay and conditions. They're not they're not loyal to workers, and they're talking about layoffs now in the summer. And they're doing the same issue when it comes to Gaza. So I think that, you know, for Stormont economic planners, we have to look at this type of model for the development of jobs and investment for Derry in the Northwest and really the entire North.